Today on Commuter Bible, the Lord has warned his people that the consequences of abandoning his ways would be devastating. And now, the time of judgment is at hand. It's Jeremiah chapters 10 through 13 and Isaiah chapter 14. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. The false gods that Israel has served are worthless and lifeless, and God warns that those gods will not save them from his wrath. The nation that the Lord loved and cherished has continuously rejected him and mocked his authority. So the Lord will finally bring them to the ruin he promised would come. Later, at the Lord's command, Jeremiah performs a prophetic act, one of several over the course of his life. And we'll all have to suppress our inner six-year-old as we read about Jeremiah's dirty underwear. Jeremiah, chapters 10 through 13. Hear the word that the Lord has spoken to you, house of Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not learn the way of the nations, or be terrified by the signs in the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them, for the customs of the peoples are worthless. Someone cuts down a tree from the forest. It is worked by the hands of a craftsman with a chisel. He decorates it with silver and gold. It is fastened with hammer and nails, so it won't totter. Like scarecrows in a cucumber patch, their idols cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot walk. Do not fear them, for they can do no harm, and they cannot do any good. Lord, there is no one like you. You are great. Your name is great in power. Who should not fear you, King of the nations? It is what you deserve. For among all the wise people of the nations and among all their kingdoms, there is no one like you. They are both stupid and foolish, instructed by worthless idols made of wood. Beaten silver is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz. The work of a craftsman and of a goldsmith's hands is clothed in blue and purple, all the work of skilled artisans. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and eternal King. The earth quakes at his command, and the nations cannot endure his rage. You are to say this to them: the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He made the earth by his power, established the world by his wisdom, and spread out the heavens by his understanding. When he thunders, the waters in the heavens are in turmoil, and he causes the clouds to rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain and brings the wind from his storehouses. Everyone is stupid and ignorant. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his carved image. For his cast images are a lie. There is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work to be mocked. At the time of their punishment, they will be destroyed. Jacob's portion is not like these, because he is the one who formed all things. Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of armies is his name. Gather up your belongings from the ground, you who live under siege. For this is what the Lord says: look, I am flinging away the land's residents at this time and bringing them such distress that they will feel it. Woe to me because of my brokenness. I am severely wounded. I exclaimed, this is my intense suffering, but I must bear it. My tent is destroyed. All my tent cords are snapped. My sons have departed from me and are no more. I have no one to pitch my tent again or to hang up my curtains. For the shepherds are stupid. They don't seek the Lord. Therefore they have not prospered, and their whole flock is scattered. Listen, a noise. It is coming. A great commotion from the land to the north. The cities of Judah will be made desolate, a jackal's den. I know, Lord, that a person's way of life is not his own. No one who walks determines his own steps. Discipline me, Lord, but with justice, not in your anger, or you will reduce me to nothing. Pour out your wrath on the nations that don't recognize you, and on the families that don't call on your name. For they have consumed Jacob. They have consumed him and finished him off and made his homeland desolate. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Listen to the words of this covenant and tell them to the men of Judah and the residents of Jerusalem. Tell them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let a curse be on the man who does not obey the words of this covenant, which I commanded your ancestors when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the iron furnace. I declared, obey me and do everything that I command you, and you will be my people, and I will be your God, in order to establish the oath I swore to your ancestors, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is today. I answered, amen, Lord. The Lord said to me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. Obey the words of this covenant and carry them out. For I strongly warned your ancestors when I brought them out of the land of Egypt until today, warning them time and again, obey me. Yet they would not obey or pay attention. Each one followed the stubbornness of his evil heart. So I brought on them all the curses of this covenant, because they had not done what I commanded them to do. The Lord said to me, a conspiracy has been discovered among the men of Judah and the residents of Jerusalem. They have returned to the iniquities of their fathers, who refused to obey my words, and have followed other gods to worship them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah broke my covenant I made with their ancestors. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I am about to bring on them disaster that they cannot escape. They will cry out to me, but I will not hear them. Then the cities of Judah and the residents of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods they have been burning incense to. But they certainly will not save them in their time of disaster. Your gods are indeed as numerous as your cities, Judah. And the altars you have set up to shame, altars to burn incense to Baal, are as numerous as the streets of Jerusalem. As for you, do not pray for these people. Do not raise up a cry or a prayer on their behalf. For I will not be listening when they call out to me at the time of their disaster. What right does my beloved have to be in my house, having carried out so many evil schemes? Can holy meat prevent your disaster so you can celebrate? The Lord named you a flourishing olive tree, beautiful with well-formed fruit. He has set fire to it, and its branches are consumed with the sound of a mighty tumult. The Lord of armies, who planted you, has decreed disaster against you because of the disaster the house of Israel and the house of Judah brought on themselves when they angered me by burning incense to Baal. The Lord informed me, so I knew. Then you helped me to see their deeds, for I was like a docile lamb led to slaughter. I didn't know that they had devised plots against me. Let's destroy the tree with its fruit. Let's cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered. But Lord of armies, who judges righteously, who tests heart and mind, let me see your vengeance on them, for I have presented my case to you. Therefore, here is what the Lord says concerning the people of Anathoth, who intend to take your life. They warn, "Do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, or you will certainly die at our hand." Therefore, this is what the Lord of armies says. I am about to punish them. The young men will die by the sword. Their sons and daughters will die by famine. They will have no remnant, for I will bring disaster on the people of Anathoth in the year of their punishment. You will be righteous, Lord, even if I bring a case against you. Yet, I wish to contend with you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the treacherous live at ease? You planted them, and they have taken root. They have grown and produced fruit. You are ever on their lips, but far from their conscience. As for you, Lord, you know me. You see me. You test whether my heart is with you. Drag the wicked away like sheep to slaughter, and set them apart for the day of killing. How long will the land mourn, and the grass of every field wither? Because of the evil of its residents, animals and birds have been swept away, for the people have said, "He cannot see what our end will be." If you have raced with runners, and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in a peaceful land, what will you do in the thickets of the Jordan? Even your brothers, your own father's family, even they were treacherous to you. Even they have cried out loudly after you. Do not have confidence in them, though they speak well of you. I have abandoned my house. I have deserted my inheritance. I have handed the love of my life over to her enemies. My inheritance has behaved toward me like a lion in the forest, She has roared against me. Therefore, I hate her. Is my inheritance like a hyena to me? Are birds of prey circling her? Go, gather all the wild animals, bring them to devour her. Many shepherds have destroyed my vineyard. They have trampled my plot of land. They have turned my desirable plot into a desolate wasteland. They have made it a desolation. It mourns desolate before me. All the land is desolate, but no one takes it to heart. Over all the barren heights in the wilderness, the destroyers have come, for the Lord has a sword that devours from one end of the earth to the other. No one has peace. They have sown wheat, but harvested thorns. They have exhausted themselves, but have no profit. Be put to shame by your harvests because of the Lord's burning anger. This is what the Lord says. Concerning all my evil neighbors who attack the inheritance that I bequeathed to my people Israel, I am about to uproot them from their land, and I will uproot the house of Judah from them. After I have uprooted them, I will once again have compassion on them and return each one to his inheritance and to his land. If they will diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name as the Lord lives, just as they taught my people to swear by Baal, they will be built up among my people. However, if they will not obey, then I will uproot and destroy that nation. This is the Lord's declaration. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and buy yourself a linen undergarment and put it on, but do not put it in water. So I bought underwear as the Lord instructed me and put it on. Then the word of the Lord came to me a second time. Take the underwear that you bought and are wearing and go at once to the Euphrates and hide it in a rocky crevice. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates as the Lord commanded me. A long time later, the Lord said to me, go at once to the Euphrates and get the underwear that I commanded you to hide there. So I went to the Euphrates and dug up the underwear and got it from the place where I had hidden it, but it was ruined, of no use at all. Then the word of the Lord came to me. This is what the Lord says. Just like this, I will ruin the great pride of both Judah and Jerusalem. These evil people who refuse to listen to me, who follow the stubbornness of their own hearts, and who have followed other gods to serve and bow and worship. They will be like this underwear, of no use at all. Just as underwear clings to one's waist, So I fastened the whole house of Israel and Judah to me. This is the Lord's declaration. So that they might be my people for my fame, praise, and glory. But they would not obey. Say this to them. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Every jar should be filled with wine. Then they will respond to you. Don't we know that every jar should be filled with wine? And you will say to them, this is what the Lord says. I am about to fill all who live in this land, the kings who reign for David on his throne, the priests, the prophets, and all the residents of Jerusalem, with drunkenness. I will smash them against each other, fathers and sons alike. This is the Lord's declaration. I will allow no mercy, pity, or compassion to keep me from destroying them. Listen and pay attention. Do not be proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he brings darkness, before your feet stumble on the mountains at dusk. You wait for light, but he brings darkness and gloom and makes total darkness. But if you will not listen, my innermost being will weep in secret because of your pride. My eyes will overflow with tears. For the Lord's flock has been taken captive. Say to the king and the queen mother, take a humble seat, for your glorious crowns have fallen from your heads. The cities of the Negev are under siege. No one can help them. All of Judah has been taken into exile, taken completely into exile. Look up and see those coming from the north. Where is the flock entrusted to you, the sheep that were your pride? What will you say when he appoints close friends as leaders over you, ones you yourself trained? Won't labor pains seize you as they do a woman in labor? And when you ask yourself, why have these things happened to me? It is because of your great guilt that your skirts have been stripped off, your body exposed. Can the Cushite change his skin or a leopard his spots? If so, you might be able to do what is good, you who are instructed in evil. I will scatter you like drifting chaff before the desert wind. This is your lot, what I have decreed for you. This is the Lord's declaration. Because you have forgotten me and trusted in lies, I will pull your skirts up over your face so that your shame might be seen. Your adulteries and your lustful neighing, your depraved prostitution on the hills, in the fields. I have seen your abhorrent acts. Woe to you, Jerusalem! You are unclean. For how long yet? Isaiah chapter 14. For the Lord will have compassion on Jacob and will choose Israel again. He will settle them on their own land. The resident alien will join them and be united with the house of Jacob. The nations will escort Israel and bring it to its homeland. Then the house of Israel will possess them as male and female slaves in the Lord's land. They will make captives of their captors and will rule over their oppressors. When the Lord gives you rest from your pain, torment and the hard labor you were forced to do. You will sing this song of contempt about the king of Babylon and say, "How the oppressor has quieted down, and how the raging has become quiet. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers. It struck the peoples in anger with unceasing blows. It subdued the nations in rage with relentless persecution. The whole earth is calm and at rest. People shout with a ringing cry. Even the cypresses and the cedars of Lebanon rejoice over you. Since you have been laid low, no lumberjack has come against us. Sheol below is eager to greet your coming, stirring up the spirits of the departed for you, all the rulers of the earth, making all the kings of the nations rise from their thrones. They all respond to you, saying, 'You too have become as weak as we are. You have become like us. Your splendor has been brought down to Sheol, along with the music of your harps. Maggots are spread out under you, and worms cover you. Shining morning star, how you have fallen from the heavens. You destroyer of nations, you have been cut down to the ground. You said to yourself, "I will ascend to the heavens. I will set up my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the God's assembly, in the remotest parts of the north. I will ascend above the highest clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." But you will be brought down to Sheol, into the deepest regions of the pit. Those who see you will stare at you. They will closely look at you. "Is this the man who caused the earth to tremble, who shook the kingdoms, who turned the world into a wilderness, who destroyed its cities and would not release the prisoners to return home? All the kings of the nations lie in splendor, each in his own tomb. But you are thrown out without a grave, like a worthless branch, covered by those slain with the sword and dumped into a rocky pit like a trampled corpse. You will not join them in burial, because you destroyed your land and slaughtered your own people. The offspring of evildoers will never be mentioned again. Prepare a place of slaughter for his sons because of the iniquity of their fathers. They will never rise up to possess a land or fill the surface of the earth with cities. I will rise up against them. This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. I will cut off from Babylon her reputation, remnant, offspring, and prosperity. This is the Lord's declaration. I will make her a swampland and a region for herons, and I will sweep her away with the broom of destruction. This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. The Lord of armies has sworn, "As I have purposed, so it will be. As I have planned, so it will happen. I will break Assyria in my land. I will tread him down on the mountain. Then his yoke will be taken from him, and his burden will be removed from their shoulders. This is the plan prepared for the whole earth, and this is the hand stretched out against all the nations. The Lord of armies himself has planned it. Therefore, who can stand in its way? It is his hand that is outstretched. Who can turn it back?" In the year that King Ahaz died, this pronouncement came. "Don't rejoice, all of you in Philistia, because the rod of the one who struck you is broken. For a viper will come from the root of a snake, and from its egg comes a flying serpent. Then the firstborn of the poor will be well fed, and the impoverished will lie down in safety. But I will kill your root with hunger, and your remnant will be slain. Wail, you gates! Cry out, city! Tremble with fear, all Philistia! For a cloud of dust is coming from the north, and there is no one missing from the invaders' ranks. What answer will be given to the messengers from that nation? The Lord has founded Zion, and his oppressed people find refuge in her. Commuter Bible is available on a number of platforms, so chances are pretty good that you can find it on your favorite listening app. In addition to being available on Apple Podcasts, Commuter Bible is also available on Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox, Overcast, and if you're ever just on your laptop and want to hear an episode, you can always visit us at commuterbible.org. There you'll find every episode in sequence from newest to oldest, as well as reading schedule and links to other Commuter Bible spaces online. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.